Welcome, everyone. It's time for another edition of The Good Stuff. And yes, Mike and Kim back with you today. I'm going to give you all a little bit of an assignment today. If you go to visitvalentine.com and just check out all the different things there are to do here in the Valentine area and Cherry County. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to make a trip here, whether it's this summer, this fall, this winter, whatever it might be, we got things going on. Check it out at visitvalentine.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News. They have local, international, national livestock industry news available for you. Livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists, classified ads, special interest sections, and so much more. It's all available with Tri-State Livestock News out of Belfouche, South Dakota, TSLN.com. Check them out today.
Just a mention today, congratulations to Tom Miller out of Faith, South Dakota, a Rapid City native. He will be, in less than a month, joining more than 250 cowboys and cowgirls, 35 animals, and 30 committees when he is inducted into the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame. So Tom Miller is synonymous with rodeo in South Dakota. So you'll recognize that name. I think it's July 12th that he'll be inducted into the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame in Colorado Springs. So congratulations to a Good Stuff neighborhood cowboy, Tom Miller, on that.
Indeed. Congratulations. That's very exciting. Well, I've got more Ranch Wife 101 by Julie Carter.
Okay.
Count every head of everything you see, cattle especially, but sometimes horses, deer, quail, or whatever moves. Count it in the gate, out of the gate, or on the horizon. The first time you don't count is when he will have expected that you did. That blank eyelash batting look you give him when he asks how many will not be acceptable. Again, these are by Julie Carter. Given a little of the down low here for Ranch Wife 101. Know that you will never be able to ride a horse or drive a pickup to suit him. Given the choices of jobs, choose throwing the feet off the back of the pickup. If he is on the back and you are driving, the opportunity for constant criticism of speed, ability, and your eyesight will be utilized to the full extent. How in the world could you not see that hole? That's just an example. Oh, never let yourself be on foot in the alley when he is sorting cattle horseback. When he has shoved 20 head of running, bucking, kicking yearlings at you and then hollers, hold him, at the top of his lungs. Don't think that you really can do it without loss of life or limb. Contrary to what he will lead you to believe, walking back to the house is always an option that has been used throughout time. Oh, we'll do one more. Don't expect him to correctly close the snap-on tops on the plastic refrigerator containers. But know that he will expect you to always close every gate. His reasoning, the cows will get out, the food will not.
Interesting.
Just preparing you if you're brand new to ranching.
And I'm going to continue on with a few of the slices of life by Jill Pertler as they appeared in the Oneida Watchman here back in 2012. So some things kind of goes along the lines of stop and smell the roses, unless you're a bee, because that's work. Here's some slices of life. How about a baby's toes? How about when a baby wrists are so chubby, it looks like that he or she has rubber bands around them?
That is so cute.
A baby's reaction upon eating peas for the first time. How about trying something new at any age? Here's another slice of life from Jill Pertler. Green eggs and ham.
Ah, very good. Read it again.
I was going to say, how long has it been since we've all read Green Eggs and Ham? Hearing someone call mom and knowing they mean you. A couple more of those today. Hearing someone call mom and knowing it isn't you. And the gift of gab. One more of those. The gift of silence is a slice of life from Jill Pertler. More of those to come up on a future edition here of the Good Stuff program.
God promises a safe landing, not a calm passage. If God brings you to it, he will bring you through it. Good friends are like stars. You don't always see them, but you know they are always there. And another little piece of information, we make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give.
Thanks for listening on great radio stations out there like Lemon, South Dakota's KBJM. That's 1400 AM. And Brookings, South Dakota's KBRK, 1430 AM. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.